Two Alaskans are heading to the Vancouver Olympics with the U.S. biathlon team. Both Jeremy Tila and Jay Hakkinen are veteran Olympians. Vancouver will be Tila's third Olympics, and it's a venue he is very familiar with. He had his best World Cup result in Vancouver last year, placing third.
It definitely does feel like a hometown advantage, and I spent 3 years of my life living in Vancouver, Canada, so that's kind of where my Olympic dreams gave birth, so it really does feel like I do have the hometown advantage.
Tila graduated from Service High School in Anchorage, but now lives in Utah. He and several other members of the team have a shot at medaling in Vancouver. That would be a first for U.S. biathlon. Kasilof resident Jay Hakkinen came in 10th at the Torino Olympics in 2006. He says all of his efforts in the last 4 years have been directed towards one goal.
We all want to be the first ones, the first American to get the first U.S. medal in biathlon at the Olympics, and I plan to be the first one.
Hakkinen is already a three-time Olympian, but his start in athletics is an unusual one. He credits the lure of candy with launching his career. He says his parents didn't allow any sweets in the house, so as a kid, he had to bike 20 miles to his grandmother's to get his fill. Hakkinen grew up playing hockey and transitioned to cross-country skiing in high school. His parents signed him up for the biathlon club, and he quickly became one of the best biathletes in the U.S. But he was frustrated with the level of funding the sport received from the U.S. Olympic Committee. He calls the 1998 Olympics in Nagano a complete disaster for the team.
I felt that I had the potential to get the medal, but the program, to be honest, was struggling a little bit with support. And to get the belief behind us to say, hey, we can really do this. So that's why the results in 2006 were so important.
Hakkinen says the U.S. team is well-funded now and has world-class coaches. Max Cobb is executive director of the U.S. Biathlon. He says the budget for biathlon was slashed after the Salt Lake City Olympics in 2002, but things changed after the 2006 Olympics.
U.S. Biathlon and the USOC came together after Torino and said, okay, what do we need to make this work? It's not a blank check, but we are willing to invest. And so I think that was a major turnaround for our National Olympic Committee.
Cobb says before Torino, the yearly funding for biathlon was about $250,000. Now it's four times that. The Olympics start February 12th in Vancouver.